think,
might just say that we're the school of God. We don't, just because Mount Carmel was his experience, and it seemed like it was a high point in his career, the school of God wasn't over. And we see that this low point for Elijah is also not the end. And going to Horeb is not the end. It's a readjustment for him. And because later, I think it's 2 Kings chapter 1, we see Elijah is still the prophet of power. And there that consuming fire doesn't fall upon a bullock. It falls upon the captain of 50 and his 50 men. And then the second one. So we see there that God is a consuming fire. And so it's interesting that this man had to be passing still through the school of God to be adjusted in his life, to refocus. And we often need that. We need to refocus where our attention should be, where our hearts and affections should be.
And we have said earlier about him being the man of prayer. He prayed. And he prayed here too when he was sitting in verse 4. Take my soul. I'm no better than anybody. Well, thank God he didn't answer his prayer then. God had a greater plan for him than just dying there unnoticed in that place. God had a greater plan for him than that. He was going to be caught up in a chariot of fire. So just touching on the fact of the school of God, when we lose sight of the presence of the Lord and we start looking to the attacks of the enemy, even our prayer, it's going to be wrong. It's not going to be right. We are not going to ask for the right thing. We're going to ask amiss. When we are in a very low spiritual state and so occupied with the attacks of the enemy and with the fear of the enemy, we might utter nonsense like he uttered here. Now I want to die. I had enough. I can't take it anymore. And again, it is the idea of feeling sorry for yourself. I really believe that's what it is. He got to that point where he really felt like there is no appreciation. He thought that if she uttered such a thing like that, and she was a very wicked woman, and you have to realize how wicked she was. She shed much blood in Jerusalem. Anybody that would fear the Lord or worship the Lord, she will cut his head off. Even when with Naboth, she had no problem making up a story and have him being killed there. Everybody was scared of her. She wasn't just anybody. She was a very vicious and mean person. But he was in the presence of God. It doesn't matter if it's Ahab or Jezebel. When you start, again, take your eyes off the Lord and you feel sorry for yourself, your prayer even is not going to be right. And here he prayed that he would die. Yet again, we see the grace of God to his servant in his lost state. He wakes him up and he had a cake and water for him. An angel said, get up and eat. Eat. And he was so depressed, he went back again to sleep. He wakes him up again, and he eats. And then for 40 days, the hand of the Lord is upon him to bring him to Mount Sinai. The Lord is still leading him to recovery. The Lord is still working on him. But it's a very serious state of the believer when he gets to that point. Because even his spiritual activity is going to be wrong, and it's going to mess it up for everybody. Look at that poor lad that he has with him. Who saw the greatness of the work of God on Mount Carmel? He took him to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and he leave him there. Even those who are around us, the younger ones, going to be affected if we are in a very low spiritual state and feeling sorry for ourselves and complaining about everything. We will affect the younger ones around us, and we're going to leave them alone. How serious it is for the believer never to lose sight of the presence of the living God. Take hold of that all the time, no matter what the circumstances. If it's favorable and people are shouting, the Lord is God, or it's unfavorable and somebody's going to say, you keep going that way, it's not going to be good for you. Still, Paul was warned that if he goes to Rome, Nero will cut his head off. He said, my soul is not dear to me. I'm going to lay my life down for the Lord. Well, Elijah could have said the same thing. She can cut my head off. I really don't care. I am going to stand for what's right. But he started feeling for himself, feeling sorry for himself, and he got into that low point of his life.
One of the wiles of the enemy that becomes really evident and throughout the scripture when we examine it, and we see it really very clear here, that the enemy comes and exaggerates things. Remember in the when Goliath was mocking the people of God, everyone of God's people saw Goliath as this big giant that is very much equipped, and he's too big. It's too big for me. David comes in, someone from outside the lines, and look at Goliath, and he start to look at him in his right side. Goliath first, he tells David that, who do you think I am? Am I a dog to come to me with a stick? And David answers him like this. You're not even a dog. Today, God will give you in my hand. Well, I don't think a dog would fit in his hand. He's something that is very, very small. Here, Elijah is attacked by the enemy with this case of exaggeration to the gods that he just slew 850 of his allies. He was mocking them in the previous chapter, saying that, well, he might be asleep. He might be asleep and he will awake. He might be in a journey. He's just meditating it. But with all this mocking, I would like to suggest that the same thing might happen for us nowadays. The enemy comes in and exaggerates the power of that enemy to an extent that he would rob us from the peace of God that would make us go on for the Lord in his service and in his ministry. But on the other hand, he goes in and we find Elijah that is coming to such a place of depression. God, who came to Peter to wake him up and kicked his side to wake him up. Here, we don't see a kick, but we see a gentle touch. Wonderful. Sometimes, and this is the wonderful thing about the great physician that we're dealing with. Sometimes there's something that needs a kick to wake us up. And we get it, and it becomes obvious, then we get up. And sometimes it's just a gentle touch that we feel how gentle is the hand of the Lord. Sorry, go ahead, Brother Dave. No.